The more of us that push for sound checks and, you know, make our way into the live space,
right?
Not just the recorded music space, I think things will really start to shift.
Yeah.
And it's been amazing to see what has shifted already.
Hey guys, welcome back to Rave Culture Cast. I'm here on day two of Groove Cruise with the one and only Halian. How's it going?
Good, how are you?
You look amazing.
Thank you.
How are we feeling today?
Good, yeah.
It's day two. Refreshed or
I had a
tired?
Good sleep last night. Okay. So that's really nice.
Good.
Getting ready for my meet and greet after this. And then we are playing a trance set in the atrium.
Amazing.
And then I plan on going on the go-karts.
Okay.
And of course, seeing lots of friends.
Yeah. How are the fans on Groove Cruise for you?
They're really sweet.
Yeah.
Honestly. Everyone's really, like, respectful that you're a human being, too. And I really appreciate that.
Right.
Like, I've been sitting there talking to my manager
for,
like, an hour. And there's, like, a group over there. And then when I get up, they're like, Halian.
Can we say hi?
Good. Oh, I know you were. Aww. And they're so sweet.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's quite an experience, though, I will say. Just all around, it's really amazing. Fun time.
Yeah, and this, like, we've just been talking about, like, the magic that is, like, the Groove Cruise family so far, but for you, playing three times, like, how does it continue to top itself every time you come back?
Yeah, this is my third Groove Cruise. I would say we've really, like, locked in, like, with our team. The first Groove Cruise, it was kind of, like, really crazy because it was just after COVID.
Okay.
My first Groove Cruise, anyway, 2021. And we lost half of our DJs. We lost half of our crew, like, production and everything.
Yeah.
And so it was just everybody pulled together.
Right.
So now it's, like, smooth sailing.
Okay.
It feels smooth sailing this time. And I love it.
Oh, that's beautiful, though. I mean, I feel like even talk with the team talking about, like, the COVID years and stuff like that, just coming out of it, like, seeing this being the biggest ship they've ever played, it's like absolutely insane how they've leveled up the production and everything. But
it's quite a feat. It's absolutely inspiring.
Do you have a favorite memory of Groove Cruise? Like, anything you can pinpoint?
There are so many
memories. I know, I'm sure.
One of my favorite memories is, I think it was 2022 to Cabo. So leaving out of LA, we had the whole Ophelia Records crew on stage, and everybody was, it was like a back to back. There were like 10 people up there, and we were all up there, and there was nobody in the crowd. We were in the pool stage. The stage was supposed to have been shut down. It was freezing cold.
Oh my God.
It was like the last night, and it was like the only night, because I can't drink before I sing, because it just dries everything out.
Sure.
And of course, they were like, had my last set on the last day, in the last like few hours.
Yeah.
So like the last 4 hours of the cruise, I got to like have a drink and
enjoy.
Hang out. Oh, and it was an amazing moment, though.
They're like such really a tight-knit crew, too, to be a part of.
Yeah.
Like, how does it feel to be a part of that family, too? Because, like, I feel like every time I walk by, it's just, like, friends hanging out and just having a good time, pretty much. Yeah.
They're very, a very genuine group of people.
That's awesome.
I would say. I'm in a couple of little fams. I'm in, like, the trans fam. I'm in,
like,
a melodic bass fam.
Yep.
I love all my families.
And those are good. Like, I feel like the trans community in general is, like, the nicest people. They're so sweet. They're just like a peaceful group of people. Like it's just a different energy, like a more mature crowd as well. So it's
to
like dabble in between those two. But
yeah, it's wonderful.
I was gonna tell you, so I think I found you back in like 2016, 2017, maybe, from like your collaborations and like Rush Over Me. Like
that would be the year Rush Over Me and Saving Like came out.
Literally, like, I think that's exactly when I found you. And then I was just curious, like, is that the direction, like the more melodic and bass and like trance scene? Like, was that always the vision for your project that you wanted to go in?
Yeah.
Or did you like organically find that?
I mean, I had a whole musical career before I discovered dance music. I got my first record deal when I was like 17 years old. So I was in a totally different genre. But in my 20s, I discovered dance music through my love of electronic music. Because I didn't realize dance music even existed until in my 20s. And it changed my life. And having never felt like I fit in the music industry, in the pop world, I was like, I finally found my home. I found my people.
Yeah.
And so I think naturally what I gravitated toward was trance, and just that was the very baby beginnings of melodic dubstep. Like Seven Lions was still playing tiny venues, and it was, and he also comes from a background of trance.
Right.
So to me, melodic bass is like somehow born out of American trance in a way. we're like the rock and roll chants or something. I don't know. Hopefully people don't disagree with me, but that's my experience. Mm-hmm. And so I just gravitated toward those beautiful melodies and those just euphoric highs of the drops.
Right.
That's just, as a musician and a songwriter, that's what I love.
And your voice just like lends itself so well to that like genre as well too. It's just like, it's just a beautiful collaboration. And I feel like with vocalists in dance music, I've spoken to like Kaylina Zanders before.
Oh, I love her. I feel she's like a friend.
She's the best fucking person ever. I love her. I feel like sometimes vocalists like don't get the credit that they deserve, or like it seems like a struggle for that. Like, is there anything you would say to any vocalists out there, like to support them or ways to combat that in the industry?
I think we just have to keep pressing on, honestly. The fact that I'm here and able to do what I do, I've done two headlining tours, I'm playing the same circuit that a lot of, you know, male DJs have played for years, and it's just awesome. I've really pushed, we put, my whole team and I have pushed for years, and so the more of us that push for sound checks and, you know, make our way into the live space, not just the recorded music space, I think things will really start to shift. And it's been amazing to see what has shifted already.
Yeah, I love seeing like more bookings on like festival lineups and things like that. And that, like, you have your whole album out. Like, what was that experience like? And since you've dropped that, like, how have you grown personally or professionally since the album dropped?
Heavenly was sort of a mission that I had in my mind for years, just coming up as a dance vocalist. And I thought maybe it would, you know, end up being a collaboration. But sometimes there were these songs that would be on hold with an artist and then it just wouldn't happen. And so it was kind of a blessing because I'd be like, actually, I think that song's meant for me. And so we sort of like kept taking these songs and being like, nope, that one's special. That one's going to me. And so Heavenly kind of just came to me, the concept of having it be a mission statement for all of us that we are divine creatures, and not to get too bogged down into the earthly, heavy, painful things. That's been my life experience. That's kind of what I'm all about. Having been through some of those heavy, painful things, I've truly found just freedom in recognizing our own divine creatureness.
That's beautiful. Do you ever like set intentions for the weekend? Because this morning I attended an intention setting workshop back here, and we just talked about like what you hope to get out of this weekend and like set affirmation. It was very like clearing. We took some deep breaths and everything. But like, do you have any intentions for this weekend? Like, what would you say?
Yeah, I would say like my intention is really connection this weekend. I would love, I live in a very remote place, so since I don't live in LA anymore, I'm really craving like more connection with other artists. So when I go to festivals, and this being one of them, I really love to have like great art conversations with other artists, and as well as fans too. Just like have those, these great connections like this, what we're doing right now.
you get more time, which is so nice. Like, I'm sure like normally at shows you get like 5 minutes with people, but here like you get the whole like week or weekend to like spend time with people, which is really, really cool.
Yeah, like at Lost Lands, which is one of the most recent festivals. Well, I did Ember Shores as well, but Lost Lands, it was, I saw all these people that I love, but I saw them for like 2 minutes.
Exactly. Not the same. Just a quick conversation. And then, okay, last question for you. Outside of music, what is one subject you could talk about forever?
Outside of music? Probably gardening.
Ooh, okay. Is that like a secret hobby?
Yeah, so I actually had my first garden like ever like 2 years ago. I've gotten really into it. Like I said, I live in a remote place, so I have quite a bit of land, actually. And so I've started making my garden. And this last summer, I actually grew, I would say, 80 to 90% of the produce that we ate that season, and I still have a bunch of it in my freezer, so like,
that's amazing.
I don't have to buy like tomato sauce anymore.
Yeah, like sustainability.
Because I have like freezer packs of tomatoes, onions, garlic, basil in my freezer that I grew.
That's awesome. Pretty cool. You're getting in touch with nature. That's like a beautiful thing. That's sick. Okay, my last thing, this is word association, so I'm going to say one word, whatever pops into your head, trance.
Emotion.
Seven Lions.
Story.
Lasers.
Pew pew. I don't know why you said whatever comes to my head, so I'll go with it, okay?
Heavenly.
Divine.
Fans.
Family.
Millennium.
Rock on. Yeah. That's just like kind of what comes in, like, go, dude, yes.
Festivals.
Immersive. Immersion. Yeah.
Massachusetts.
Where I was born. Yeah.
And Groove Cruise.
Adventure.
Love it. I'm excited for your sets this weekend. Good luck with everything. Thank you for taking the time. Yeah. I genuinely appreciate it.
So nice to meet you. Of course. Nice to chat with you.
Yeah, best of luck. Bye, guys.